The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Aviana in studio, Dewan Bennett, and I've got Kip Watson and Von Eaglin mic'd up. Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's going on?
I still got that tiger in my tank from yesterday. You guys got me all fired up talking about all kinds of stuff. Oh, my gosh. So how have you been, Kip?
I am good.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you were all over the place. You were all over the United States of America.
I was. I was in Providence at the USA Gymnastics National Congress.
Nice.
And then at the USA Triathlon Nationals.
Wow.
Where and my daughter was competing.
I saw the picture and I liked it on Facebook. And I'm so excited because we get to talk football here real soon. Football season officially starts in just a couple of weeks. And I'm so excited about it. But, you know, I promised yesterday that I would talk about a couple of things that I found in the Well-Being Journal. So, and you guys are both shrinks, so this is perfect. Do you ever, I know you do, Kip. Vaughn, I don't know if you do. I'm suspecting, yes, that you do. As you're doing your counseling, that you also counsel them on their diet as well.
Yeah, so I do prescribe a more holistic, I have a more holistic therapy because I like a comprehensive approach whenever I meet with my clients, and then I do recommend them to holistic doctors too. So, but now some people just want a drug, you know, and I respect that, but if I can, I will steer them towards having some type of, you know, I mean, good diet, you know, make sure they're hydrated, as Kip would always say, make sure that they're doing the right things to take care of themselves, because a lot of times if their body, and there's a lot of information about gut health and how that affects the brain.
Oh yeah.
And if
it makes me think of Natasha McBride, the GAPS diet, and that's even responsible for some schizophrenia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's and growing up with a brother schizophrenic, I have to tell you, if it was simply his diet, which it could have been because, you know, he's much older than me and he was eating all that junk in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. I do believe it. I do believe it because, again, there is a lot of research between gut health and brain health. You
right.
know, the serotonin levels, the dopamine, I mean, all the norepinephrine in your brain. So if you're eating the right things, a lot of times your body will, you know, influence the way your mental well-being is.
Yeah. So. Well, I saw this article in the Well-Being Journal that I respect so much. I've been pulling content out of this journal for years and years and years. They are well researched, top of the mountain, you know, experts on anything that's health related, especially alternative health. But they talk about inadequate minerals and depression. It says just as with other medical conditions, medications for treating depression may have untoward side effects. Says Joy Stevenson Laws, the main author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient. She and co-authors Pauline Jose, which is an MD, Manya D, MD, and Franz, Gliadier. Okay. They also found the following. So magnesium, several studies indicate that the severity of depression's symptoms decreased rapidly within 7 days when study participants took just 125 to 300 milligrams of magnesium with each meal at bedtime. And of course, my method of getting magnesium is through Epsom salt baths.
I took like a 30-minute one last night.
And did you feel
great.
Good? Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm.
I know. It really does calm you down. They say anything that's tight in the body, magnesium will loosen it up.
I probably need to be doing a little bit more of that.
Are you too tight, Vaughn?
I think I am.
Okay.
You know what? I pull my, I thought it was my hamstring, but it's my gracilis? Gracilis?
Mm-hmm. It works.
It's kind of like your groin. I pull my groin whenever I was running.
How'd you do that?
I took off. Well, you know, if you're over 40, you may not want to run full speed, especially
if
you're cold.
A sprint,
you
know,
are you over 40?
I'm almost 40.
I was gonna say you don't look it. You still look like
thank you.
Look how excited he got when I said that.
You know, I'm a little bit flattered. You know, they say black doesn't crack, but you know, I'm a little bit light skinned. I don't know if you know.
Oh, and speaking of that, God bless Aretha Franklin. who passed away in the last 24 hours. She passed away about 12 hours ago.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin. Oh, God bless her soul. Yeah,
I'm grieving on the air right now. I'm not.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Well, she's a pillar in the Black community.
Oh my gosh, she is. Yes.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she died at her home in Chicago just a few hours ago. Yeah. Mm. But not to be Debbie Downer here, but okay, so back to minerals and depression. Chromium is another one. A study of patients with atypical depression showed that 70% of those who took just 600 mcgs of chromium, picolinate, Kip Watson. Gets a trophy today. Okay. Had improvement in their symptoms, and they were less refined carbohydrate craving, emotional instability, and overeating in the group that took chromium. There was less refined and less emotional.
When I played football.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's less of, not more of. So it helps with emotional instability and overeating and carbohydrate craving. Iron. Many women, especially those in their childbearing years, experience depression due to decreased levels of iron during menstruation. And iron is also important for oxygenation of the brain. And checking iron levels may be advisable. I couldn't agree more. And anybody that's got an eating disorder should also check their iron levels because usually it's very low. Selenium is another one. At least 5 studies have associated depression with selenium deficiency. And most of the world's soils are depleted of selenium due to overfarming, and that goes for magnesium as well. And then, of course, zinc. Although zinc is a trace element, it is involved in over 300 processes in the body, and that's the same for magnesium as well, 325. And here's the great thing, and this is why I love my sponsors like Sun Warrior, and I'm going to give a plug here because I use this product, Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield, and it's got, look at all the minerals. It's got every one of those and more, every trace mineral that you could possibly need in your body, including silver and gold. So...
But that's pretty cool, you know.
Sun Warrior guy. You're the one that turned me on to it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So I haven't even seen this product yet, but it seems like it's a really good product.
Yeah.
And, you know, and.
Yeah,
yeah
maybe
so
your
I'm
patients would
I'm
like.
I'm going to have to try this.
Try actually, it. So, yeah, try it. Experiment on some of your patients. See if they want to.
So I sure will.
You know,
I mean, like to experiment on myself first, too.
Well, so. You know, when you read articles like this, it really does open your eyes to the connection between our nutrition and our mental health, not just our physical health.
Well, 25% of the calories you take in goes to your brain functioning. So if you're taking in crap, your brain is not going to function. And that processing information, processing emotions, processing stress. And if your brain can't function because it doesn't have good nutrition, then you're not going to handle even just the daily grind.
Absolutely.
Well.
Well, and, you know, I have to say, I can't even believe what I'm reading, but I am reading it. This came out yesterday. It says, federal court rules in favor of Big Pharma and determines that CBD oil has no medicinal value. I'm here to tell you
that is a
big fat lie. Yeah. It is not true. I personally, and I know people like Misty Weimer. Have you heard me talk about her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So for those of you that maybe didn't know, we had her on the show twice now, I believe. Misty is a nurse in Zanesville, Ohio, from not far from where you're from, Kip.
Right, right.
She is the mother to her 15-year-old son, Gavin. Gavin was diagnosed with mild to severe Tourette's when he was 8 years old, and when he was in the 8th grade, Misty was faced with the decision to take Gavin out of school because the Tourette's were so uncontrollable. So she had seen many doctors and neurologists, and they put Gavin on many different prescription drugs. One of the ones that they wanted to put her on, and this is where she drew the line, and you guys will both know this drug, if I can pronounce it correctly,
Risperidone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's an antipsychotic drug, and it was basically Gavin's last resort as Misty wouldn't allow it. So she did her own research and decided to try CBD oil. The first time she tried it, she gave Gavin a full dose in the morning and a full dose in the evening. And by the next morning, she saw total improvement. Like 95% of his symptoms were gone, and he's back in school, and he's doing really, really well on his testing and everything. In fact, he's at the highest level in one of his classes.
Wow.
That they tested for his brain development and acumen at that age. But it makes you question, right? So why would we not want this available to every single American? And that goes for Kratom, too. I'm going to read you a text that I just got from a listener a few minutes ago. It says, will you add your name to the American Kratom Association petition asking the DEA not to schedule Kratom? The FDA report is full of junk science, and if the DEA allows the real science, they will discover the good it does for millions of Americans. I can't even tell you how many people have told me that. And so, I mean, so much going on in our country. These natural drugs that help people with anxiety and depression and Tourette's, you know, it's unbelievable. And epilepsy, CBD oil helps with epilepsy too. I'm thinking of Meredith and Ben Fox, who were on the show a couple of years ago. CBD oil saved her life. They sent her home from Baylor Hospital here in Dallas, Texas to die. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, if you take the black box, that's what they called it, the black box drug, it'll probably kill you. And so they went to church. They sent her home to die. She went to church. Someone handed her husband a piece of paper that said realmofcaring.org, said, call them tomorrow.
Wow.
And they did. And they went to Colorado within a matter of like 48 hours. She went from having hundreds of seizures a day down to one or two within a couple of days.
Yeah, I've heard of even kids going down to Colorado and getting a certain strand of THC or CBD oil.
Oh.
And they've had seizures, and then all of a sudden they start taking this oil, and then it stops.
Well, what's the other, Bortel. Alexis Bortel and Dean Bortel. Okay, we're on the show like 3 years ago.
I think
multiple times. I think you were on one day with them, Kip. Mm-hmm. And they moved to Colorado to save Alexis's life.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. And so we have to pay attention to what's going on with the FDA, what's going on with Big Pharma, what's going on with the DEA, because that's the thing. So they want to schedule CBD oil as a Schedule I drug as well, and it's like, are you kidding me?
Really?
And then Big Pharma are in favor of Big Pharma. Now, you know, you don't have to be very smart to put two and two together, do you think?
No. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and here we go with Aretha. All right, God bless her soul,
rest
everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Radio. I gotta scream over the rock. Oh my gosh. We've got all kinds of stuff going on in here in studio. We're moving signs. We're jamming to rock and roll. Oh my God. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up along with Kip Watson and Von Eaglin. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor, and so is Von Eaglin, by the way. Kip also is a supervisor and sports psychology professional. She has two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach, a former professional athlete, and a mom of two teenagers. You can find Kip Watson at KipFit. That's at KipFit on Twitter. How you doing?
So good.
That is such a lot of confusion there at the beginning. I get so excited when I hear a guitar too like that. That's a good old
you know
good
what?
Song. Huh?
So I was just up in Columbus, Ohio, and I was helping my mom one day. She's downsizing, so we were going through my stepdad's records.
Did you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You've been there before.
Well, I've been there before.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But we've went through my stepdad's records, and he had like an entire, you know, original Beatles collection.
Yeah.
And so I kept those. Kept those.
I think everybody knows this song because it's been in so many movies.
A number of really great 70s, you know, bands.
Yeah.
So I kept about half of them. The other half we took to the store. My mom got like $65 for records
I'm
that
not
I didn't
surprised.
Think were, you know, much of anything.
Well, the fact that it's a that it's an LP because, I mean, it, you know, what's funny is kids like my children's age are like all into that. They have been. They start selling them at, what's the name of that popular store in... Urban Outfitters, started selling little record players.
That's pretty cool. You know,
have you ever seen
throwback records? And
records and record players and everything. LPs, it's crazy. 33 rounds per minute, baby.
I still have my 45s too.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we played that song because we're talking about loneliness today. It's on the rise. And how to get back in the fight and get connected. Kip Watson, you want to talk about this. So 17 years ago, Robert Putnam wrote the bestseller Bowling Alone, The Collapse and Revival of American Community. It sounded the alarm about cultural change, increasing new levels of isolation. Is anything different? Is it worse or better?
Well, you know, I think we're starting to see even in developments of cities and even in the growth of, you know, where I'm in Frisco, my office is in Frisco, and I think they're starting to design communities and neighborhoods around some sort of
community activity
because we kind of got away from that.
Yeah, and it's especially bad here in Dallas. In fact, I read D Magazine, picked it up a couple of weeks ago, and that's exactly what they were talking about, that they are trying to build more and more communities like that and really change the fabric, if you will, of this great city.
Well, it's really even fascinating to me because my daughter, who's going off to her first year in college, she's not living in the dorm like we did, like in this like small cramped 12 by 12 room.
She's not?
No, they have these, she's living in these, they call them the villages, and they look like little cottages.
And
they have a central courtyard with trees and you know, whatever. And then there's about three or four girls that live in each one of these houses, and they each have their own bedroom, but they share some common area.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, even the traditional, I know at OU, when my daughter, her first year, she was in a dormitory, and they had that community room, but they also, you know, had the tall buildings with layer, you know, levels and levels of dormitories. And so, and she did feel very isolated because she didn't rush. She didn't join a sorority. I think that helps, but I also don't like the focus of sororities being so shallow. You have an opinion over there.
Well, you know, but this is my wheelhouse. I was in residence life for like 11 years when I was at the University of North Texas. So I ran dormitories.
Oh, really?
I was over a dorm of about 700 kids.
Which dorm?
It was Maple Hall, actually.
I lived at West.
Look at you.
Look at you, too.
That's what my dad taught at Ohio State, and he ran the whole RA program there and the student affairs division. Yeah.
But yeah, community is really important, especially whenever you're going into a new environment and you're going to be homesick and, you know, you're going into a place where you're establishing a new identity.
Right.
And so, you know, to get you, indoctrinated and get you, I guess, acculturated, is that the word? You know, into the, the culture.
Connected
to the culture. A lot of times they do establish, you know, with a lot of intentionality, these types of communities so you can, you know, establish connections with other people. So, I agree with you.
Well, so, you know, chronic loneliness, what does it lead to? I'm thinking really bad things.
Well, it definitely, you know, we've been talking about the chemical of the brain, right? It does lead to chemical releases in the body. There are physical reactions in the body, physical responses to the body. If it's chronic and it lasts, right, then that can have detrimental effects. It can lead to physical illnesses. It is a risk factor to mortality equal to smoking if it's a chronic type of issue. So it's definitely something you would need to address if you're in that state of chronic loneliness.
What about elderly people?
Well, they're one of the populations where we find this, right?
Yeah.
Elderly, single people that are unemployed, people that are they believe themselves as outsiders or different in some way. Also, people that do already have, say, a physical illness that they're battling.
Yeah.
They tend to be isolated, which can lead to some chronic loneliness.
Yeah. I think about people that are married for many, many years and they lose connection with one another.
Yeah.
And you can be in a marriage and be very lonely.
Yeah.
And be very lonely. And I think that's even more devastating.
Well, it's interesting you say that because statistically, women are more lonelier than men, but unmarried men are lonelier than unmarried women.
I believe it. Because guys, a lot of times we don't deal with, well, you know, guys, that's my wheelhouse. So at least one of them. Because I am a guy and
you
I study.
A guy, and I was like, yeah.
A lot of guys don't know about guy culture and actually what makes us tick. And so
does make you tick?
Guy culture.
Besides sex, you mean?
Sex, food, and sex, sleep, right?
Well, a couple other things. Our ego is one of the things that make us tick. I will say that.
Yes.
But we deal with our feelings in our man cave. We don't, you know, we're supposed to be self-reliant. We're supposed to be independent. We're supposed to be autonomous. And so a lot of times whenever we're dealing with emotions, and it's in particular, you know, like single guys, you have to you have to really be intentional about connecting with other men that are at where you're at, because if not, you'll get disconnected. And many guys are walking around feeling lonely, even if they're in a relationship or, you know, they may have a couple of side pieces or whatever, but they feel disconnected and they don't have another male to walk alongside with them, or they don't even have a mentor to say, you know, some of this stuff is normal, or, you know, to walk them through and help them, you know, live through life's vicissitudes. Is that right?
Well, and, you know, I'm sitting here thinking as you're speaking, and I mean, men traditionally have worked more outside the home than women. So women have other women, you know, other moms that they connect with at school or in neighborhoods.
If they're intentional.
The playground,
about it,
if they're intentional.
Some of them don't.
But, you know, I could see how that could happen much more easily to a man than a woman.
Well, even when there is a connection, the connection sometimes is superficial. You know, it's not this deep, you know, authentic connection with someone who you're sharing meaningful stuff with, you, you know, because it's easier to talk about stuff that's surface level. And so sometimes even when you do connect, it's not the kind of connection that's going to make you feel more fulfilled and more happy in your life.
Yeah.
So, and so I was talking to a client, I'm going to switch gears on you, but babies, you know, I was talking to someone earlier, it was a client, and we talked about how even kids, you know, abuse is actually better for kids than neglect.
Oh.
And so, you know, if a kid gets abused, you know, they actually fare better than a kid who is actually neglected. Mm-hmm. And so loneliness, that causes like attachment disorders mm-hmm. and different things like this, because kids, we're, and just people in general, we're wired to connect yeah. with each other.
Bad attention is better than no attention. Well, you hear it all the
right.
time.
Exactly.
And why does someone who's been abused keep going back and back and back, you know, to
well,
that?
Well, it goes to the orphan studies back in, I think, Romania mm-hmm. or yeah. Russia or somewhere, yeah. right, where the babies were neglected, didn't yeah. have any kind of physical touch, right? And they mm-hmm. died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad. It's really interesting as well. So how do we reconnect? Or you know what? I just looked at the clock. Let's save it for after the break.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to talk about how to connect with Kip Watson and Von Eaglin. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Von Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
You want to sing, Von? Come on.
I don't really have the pipes. No.
So, wow. Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. Did you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, which you can get at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein and supplements. And of course, the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And the sunlight and infrared saunas, I can't speak highly enough about them. I absolutely love mine. It is a place to heal, a place to reflect, and a place to invest in you. Detoxification benefits, pain benefits, not that it gives you pain, takes away pain. but I absolutely love mine. I did the cardiovascular one the other day because I was experiencing a little bit of high blood pressure. And I'm telling you, it knocked it right out of me.
Nice.
It knocked it right out of me. I don't know how it works, but it works. It's the mid, the far, all the infrared. It really, really works. And of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagazineonline.com to find a store near you or pick up a copy. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And just a reminder to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't forget your reusable bags at the grocery store. Recycle your plastic and reusable options. I'm actually going to put a recycling pail out there just for me that I'm going to take home with me every week here from iHeart.
That's pretty cool.
Until they decide to do it, which I wish they would. Or that's kind of what it takes, is one person just sparks, you know.
Taking an initiative.
Taking an initiative, and people like, wow, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that too. So
yeah, I got a bottle right here with me that I'm going to, you know, throw in there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I picked a couple of cans out of there the other day and took them home with me. That's how weird I am. Okay. And one more shout out for the SPCA Fur Ball. It's coming up on September 22nd, and the whole One Life Radio team will be there, including Kip and Vaughn. They're going to be there as well. And we have some exciting news. We're going to be one of the live auction items. And so if you want to be a national radio show host for a day and take my spot, then be at the Fur Ball and bid on the auction.
That's pretty cool.
So won't that be cool?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think it's going to be a really lively live auction this year. I really do. I haven't seen what the other live auction items are, but they always do an excellent job. It's a beautiful event. To learn more, go to thespca.org. So we're talking about loneliness. Well, you won't be lonely at the Fur Ball, I can tell you that. There will be thousands of people there, and that includes George and Laura Bush. So,
nice.
It's really nice. And it's here in Big D. It's the the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And I couldn't think of a better thing to do. And you know what? Speaking of that, okay, so if you're lonely, get a dog or a cat. A dog is man's best friend.
Yes. That is one thing you can do.
Yeah.
I keep it real practical. So it's my three C's are call, connect, and create. So,
oh, I love that.
One thing that I do is, you know, when I'm sitting in traffic, which happens a lot because I have a pretty sizable commute.
You're always taking pictures at a red light. I like that.
I know.
There's a famous song by Johnny Lang called Red Light.
But I'll scroll through them and I'll be like, oh, I haven't called that person. And I'll just call them, right? And it's not because I want something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just to check in with them. How you doing? Catch up, whatever. So call somebody. Like, make three calls this week, right? Just call somebody you don't normally talk to.
That's such a good idea.
But you want to.
What about relatives that you're, you know, like disenfranchised from?
Well, you got to say more. What do you mean about that?
Well,
because I think forgiveness may need to come first.
Yeah, like, forgiveness first.
There might be a reason that you're, detached from them. Mm-hmm. If that's factoring into your loneliness, it might be a different feeling there. It's not loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's grief. Maybe it's mourning. Maybe it's rejection. And so you gotta, I mean, I'm not really sure where you're going with that, but.
Well, I just think there's a lot of people, including myself. I mean, yesterday my daughter said, how come you never talk to your sisters? And I said, well, because they judge me and we're very different. And I just, you know, they live in a different state and. And I just, we don't talk anymore.
But you have other connections with people that are really.
But I, you know, I talk to their kids or, you know, but I'm just saying they're people because I think that can make you feel even lonelier if you have relationships out there that are severed in some way.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And so,
right?
Well, you know the book Boundaries by Dr. Cloud and Townsend. They also wrote another book. It's another iteration of it called Safe People. And, you know, in my mind, I'm also wondering, you know, are your sisters safe people? Like, do they uplift you? Do they support you? Do you feel affirmed? Do you feel better whenever you leave their company? And if they're not safe people, those may be some people or some toxic relationships that you have to, you know, kind of.
They're safe, but they're strong. They have very strong opinions.
Ah, and, okay.
You
all
know,
right.
Well, very
make
strong
feel
opinions.
Kinda, okay.
Yeah.
So my second C is connect.
Okay.
So you do need to connect with the people that do sort of uplift you.
Right.
Right. And people that are safe to you, where you can be genuinely you.
Right. And that's why I brought it up, because I can't be genuinely them, be genuinely me when I'm with them.
Okay.
And so that's why I brought it
up. But you have people that you can do that
with. Oh, absolutely.
Right? And that's the thing. Everybody needs this. I do use somewhat of a biblical model. Jesus had the 2, and then he had 12, then he had the masses. So you need about 1 to maybe 3 people where you can share that last 5% in your closet.
Yeah.
You know, those are your really trusted, safe people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might have about 12 people that you can kind of call and run around and do things with. You may not do it all at the same time, but you'll go to dinner, go to a movie, go to a show. Like, you connect with them doing mm-hmm. various things.
Yeah.
Right.
And what's the third C?
It is create. If you are chronically lonely, it's probably because you're not initiating. And
okay.
You got to be the one to initiate. Create cherished moments. Be the one that initiates it intentionally and creates that kind of thing. And if you don't know how, there's this great invention called Google, right?
Well, it can be.
And you can look up anything. How do I throw a dinner party, right?
Well, how do I
organize the whatever? And do it.
Yeah, but you can do that even with your kids and say, we're going to have a sit-down dinner tonight. You
yes.
know, we're going to have it and we're going to cook together tonight.
You got
to
create.
I do that all the time. I make them commit to me like, no, we're not. You're not going here or there. We're going to sit down and have a dinner tonight and cook together.
You're going to need to be good
yeah.
at creating cherished memories.
Yeah, and we created
and
a beautiful pasta.
That will take care of your loneliness.
I couldn't agree more. What were you going to say, Vaughn?
No, I was going to say you're a pushy mom, but
no,
but
I'm not.
Pushing them to create and connect and stuff.
My
like
daughters
that,
love to cook, and yeah. so my daughter Vincenza made a beautiful vermicelli. In
oh
fact,
my gosh, it was so
it
good.
Was to die for. It was just to
He's
die
a
for.
Good cook.
I'm just joking. I'm totally joking about being a pushy mom, because I really do wish that more women and just people in general would connect, because a lot of times, and it kind of goes into my segment, that a lot of times social media will drive disconnection, because you see people at dinner tables, what they're doing, they're sitting down with their heads down looking on their phone instead of actually having
right.
you know, meaningful conversations between each other. And a lot of parents, and you know what, there's even statistical evidence that having dinners actually correlates to higher scores on SATs.
Yes.
And so, you know, I mean, there are a lot of correlating factors, but a lot of people, we're just not connecting, and we just lose that. We're just losing that time with each other. And,
yeah.
You know, I wish more people in America would do that.
Well, and if you don't, before I had children, I used to do it with my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. You know, I did. Mm-hmm. I always found a way to connect. But I'm, you know, I it's my personality too.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I learned it at an early age from my dad. My dad was a connector.
Well, and that was, you know, the way I grew up too, right? We always had
yeah.
dinner time together.
Yeah.
Especially in the early years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before everybody starts going
yeah.
their different directions
right.
in the teenage years. But it still was a very much a part of our culture. And
yeah.
My mom's like this amazing gourmet cook, right? And that is sort of where
yeah.
she definitely is a much better entertainer than I am, right? I
yeah.
kind of fumble my way through it, but I do it.
Well, that was her specialty.
Yeah.
You know, that was her way that she showed people. I don't even know your mom, but I feel like I know her. We've talked about her for
yeah.
so many years.
Yeah.
And that's her love language.
Well, I came in for like a day and a half to help her, you know, downsize. And she was apologizing from the airport ride home that she hadn't, you know, prepared anything for dinner.
Uh-huh.
She didn't make her normal plethora of desserts.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
right? We'll go out and connect.
Yeah.
Right? And that's actually one of the best ways I connect with my teenage son is like, all right, we kind of do a weekly dinner out. And mm-hmm. that way I kind of have him captive.
Right. Right. That's what I do.
And that's awesome. When he talks to me. Where if I'm home, he tends to be less talkative.
Yep. But when so is she a pushy out, mom, Vaughn?
No, not at all. Not
when
at all.
When we're out, I know he'll talk to me, right?
Well, you know, yeah. that's one of the reasons I go out with my wife, because I know that that's the time that we are going to connect. And, you know, we can't have the distractions and have fragmented attention like we can at home or when we're doing other things in life. So, you know, like going out to eat and setting the phone down and setting it on the side, that's a great way to connect because it forces you to talk.
Absolutely. I love it. And we're going to be talking about overcoming FOMO, that's fear of missing out, with Vaughn and Kip after the break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well, I never lived the dream of the prom kings and the drama queens. I'd like to think the best of me is still hiding.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Kip Watson in studio and Vaughn Eaglin. They are both licensed professional counselors. But Vaughn Eaglin is also a supervisor that works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships, men, and groups. You can find Vaughn at WeFixBrains.com. That's WeFixBrains.com. We're talking about FOMO, fear of missing out. I had never even heard of this, and I don't have this fear, but I still think it's fun.
You don't have fear.
I do not.
Out.
I've never had this fear. Okay. Let's talk about it.
Okay,
so...
I have.
You have?
Because there's so many passions I have, and there's just not enough time.
Yeah, I get that, but this is a social part of it, right?
Like there is.
This is the social stuff. Like, I could give a rat's behind about this.
Well, this may not be for you, Bernadette.
That's okay, but a lot of people suffer from this, right?
Right, right.
They do.
Lexi does. She told me.
Just imagine that. Just imagine that you're sitting in your bed, you're content while you're reading a nice book, and you're about to go to sleep, and all of a sudden you receive a text message. And that text message has a video attachment to it, and all of a sudden you get this picture message or this video message of all your friends at a party, and they're enjoying themselves, they're having the time of their life, and all of a sudden you feel like, why am I not there?
Okay, then maybe I have experienced it.
Okay, you know what I mean?
But for maybe a second, like, oh man, they're having so much fun, I wish I was there, but
If you kind of are more content with your life, then you tend to leave a more fulfillment in your life, then this typically isn't as bad for you. But for most people, you have a fear that your friends are having more rewarding experiences than you. And whenever they're having fun without you. And so, you know, they may have some inside jokes that you may not know about the next day and different things like that. And so there is a fear that you're missing out, you know. And but the thing about it is that this is not something that's new, because we've all had this for a long period of time, and this actually goes back in human history. Whenever you look at history, and you know, I guess even I've seen even Roman emperors, they would send letters back to make sure they would know what was going on in the Senate.
Really?
And everything's like, yeah, so I mean, people have had FOMO FOMO for a long period of time. So
well, there's different kinds of FOMO I'm experiencing now through your your explanation.
So you know, I tend to believe that people have an innate desire to have life experiences, and when they have these experiences, they want to live them to the fullest. So if you perceive that someone else is having a life experience and it's better than yours, or it's more rewarding than yours, then you're going to have this like this anxiety that, you know what, I'm not experiencing what they're experiencing. And I also tend to believe that people have a desire, or even a need, to feel significant, to feel like they're purposeful, to have meaning inside of their life. Even you, Bernadette, like having this show gives you some sense of purpose. Am I right about that?
Oh, I love it.
You know, and so, but at the same time, you know, that purpose, a lot of times through connection and happiness, we find, you know, purpose through connection and happiness. And there's a Harvard study about 250 graduates. They talked about how, you know, happiness is one of the key things in connecting with others. So this is something that's normal. However, it's just gotten totally out of whack in our society.
Well, you know, when I was getting out of my car this morning, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I get to visit with Kip and Vaughn. They're going to have a fun show. I'm serious. Yeah. So you guys are like my gang.
Oh, awesome.
You know?
I feel like glad to make your day. So, yeah.
The B-gang.
Yeah, the B-gang.
And so, but Aviana and Lexi and I were talking about, you know, the upcoming show yesterday, about what the topics were. And I said, FOMO, I never heard of that. And Lexi and Aviana both said, they both have that. But so I was thinking, is it a youth thing? Because, you know, once you're accomplished, or you've got children, you've got a ton of responsibilities, you're just happy to be in bed some nights.
It is true. So I think it is a little bit more prevalent within the millennial generation, because they're more connected to media. You know, I mean, nowadays people don't even know what it's like. Well, the millennials don't know what it's like to not live without a phone, or they have no recollection of what it's like to not even have a cell phone. And so, I mean, I remember when there were rotary phones. And so, So there was a study by CNN. So 13-year-olds. So they found that 57% of them lurk on social media, which means that they visit social media at least 6 to 8 times a day. And so not just to post something, but what they're also doing is they're looking at it because they want these constant updates about what other people are doing. And what they find is that that causes a lot of stress and anxiety because they're looking at other people having fun. And here's the thing about it is that, and these are one of the dangers of FOMO, is that whenever you're looking at a social media, and you guys know this, you're looking at someone's highlight reel. So you don't see all the things going on behind the scene. You know, you're only looking at all the, you know, the cute pictures of their animal or their family, or when their baby or their child, you know, does something that they haven't done before. So you're looking at all these, you know, great moments. I'm looking at your vacation, but I didn't realize you had a fight on the way to the restaurant. You know, I'm looking at, you know, your child, but I didn't see you changing the diaper whenever, you know, the child had a, you know, a boo-boo or whatever.
Well, we've become obsessed with it as a society. I'm going to give you a good example. So I went to Dr. Lynn Roberts a couple of weeks ago for pixel resurfacing on my face and my neck and my décolleté. So while I was there, there was a brochure, you know, and I've always had kind of a little bit of a double chin. I always have. And it's just my father kind of had a little bit of a, so I don't like my profile. But it was kind of funny. So the girl at the front desk who knows me very well said, have you ever thought about doing that? And I said, no, I'm not injecting that stuff into my body. No, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. But inside the pamphlet, she said, well, just take one. I said, okay, I'll take one. So I brought it home. And one of the reasons it said to that you might consider doing it, it's called Cabela, I believe that is the name
Cabela.
Of it.
Yeah, I've seen the, Cabela. I saw the commercials.
Yeah. And I'm a little fatter than I normally am right now, so I've got a little more underneath my chin than I might like.
But you look good to me. So,
but you know, you got to deal with what you're, you know, you can't be obsessed about it. And I think social media absolutely does that to people. And here's why. It said, Do you dislike your social media profile pictures? I'm like, what?
So, wow, that is a great advertisement. So,
are you kidding me, though?
That's an awesome advertisement. So,
I just think our society has gone to the toilet when I read stuff like that. You know, because you can be the prettiest person on the planet. You can be so good looking that you like kill people when you walk by. But if you're an A-hole or you're a B, who cares how good looking you are?
You know, I have this love-hate relationship with social media. So at the same time, I feel like I'll scroll through Instagram and I'm following people that make me feel so inspired. I'm like, oh man, I would love to do that. But then all of a sudden I get envious and I get a little bit jealous. Like, man, they're doing something I'm not doing, you know? And so there is this love-hate relationship with social media at times. And a lot of times, and there's depression and anxiety that are highly correlated to people who spend a lot of time on social media.
Or spend a lot of money promoting themselves.
Right, because what you're doing is you're cultivating an image of something or this facade that you want people to believe. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what, I'm living my best life now. You know, I'm going to act like I'm smiling, even though no one's around me. You know, I have a friend of mine, they're on social media, and they posted something almost every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, what is wrong with this person? I had to ask my wife. I'm like, you know, something's wrong with this person because they're posting something every day of them having fun, and I know the life is not like that.
Oh, there's a lot of people like that. Yeah. They're always having so much fun, you know?
Right, right. And, you know, you've heard me talk about this before, but they're externalizing their self-worth because whenever I post something on social media, I need constant updates because I want to know how many people are liking it, how many hearts I'm getting on Instagram, how many people are following my story on Snapchat, because that makes me feel worthy. That makes me feel like I'm somebody. That gives me some sense of self-esteem. But here's the thing. If I don't get that, how do I feel about myself?
Well, I can tell you when I get a huge response to something that I personally posted, I feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, I did that thing, you know? And so, I mean,
I nailed it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but if you're depending on that for your self-worth, then, you know, it's not like you're controlling social media, but it's kind of controlling you.
Okay. Do you guys want to say anything? Kip, Lexi? About social media?
I was going to say about FOMO. You have FOMO with work. I think that there have been times that she's like, well, if we don't do a show, it could be a really good show. And I don't want to run a tape that day. I think we should do a show. Like on Christmas. She wanted to do one on Christmas. I was like, Bernadette, I'm not coming here on Christmas.
But you know why?
Going to miss out.
And here's why. And because I love, there was this... Well, I won't go. I'm looking at the clock. I don't have time, but I truly love to wish our listeners a Merry Christmas and have I want to celebrate with them. So
you might want to pre-tape that show.
Pre-record that show.
Yeah. I'm with Kip Ronell.
It's not the same as being on Christmas Eve. And I know there's other radio hosts that would agree with me. It's not the same.
That's FOMO
No, it's not FOMO. I swear to you, it's not.
It's you wanting to connect. That's what
I want to wish Merry Christmas and feel it. Be in the present moment of just enjoying it.
I get it. So let me give you a couple of steps to overcoming FOMO. It looks like we're just about out of time.
You're going to talk really fast.
No. We're good. We're good. But maybe we can do it next time.
No, go ahead.
I have 10 steps. Okay. But you need to slow down, practice some mindfulness. You can't have it all. You need to practice some discernment. Realize that, these experiences, you need to go after the experience of having a fulfilling experience, but not go after the symbol. We'll go into some more detail about it on the next show. But really try to prioritize relationships over, you know, the facade or the cultivating this image on social media a lot of times. But, you know, sometimes, again, you're not missing out on stuff if you have really deep and fulfilling relationships in the moment. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Great stuff. Love having you guys in studio. Thank you so much. Kip Watson, Von Eaglin, everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.